I'm being joined by Iowa State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery, who serves the District 5, which consists of a majority of Plymouth County and Northern Woodbury County. And Representative Jennery, let's talk a little bit about what took place at the state capitol this past week. What were some of the major bills? I know we'd probably maybe start with the school funding. That was probably the most major bill that came out of the House this week then.
Right. We passed our version of the education funding package, and we'll have to continue to work with the Senate to come up with an agreement because their numbers are a little different. But the House plan invests an additional $108 million in new money to Iowa schools. And that breaks down to $94.7 million in general aid, $7.65 million for rural school transportation costs, and $5.8 million to reduce per pupil inequity of $10 a student. Last year it was $5. Since 2011, investment in K-12 has increased by $863 million to an all-time high of pretty close to $3.3 billion. This represents an increase of 34%, while inflation has risen 13.5% over the same time. And yet,
we still hear from school districts saying that it's not enough. What can be done? I guess, the legislature has appropriated, as you mentioned, this money for school districts and school education from K through 12. They're constantly wanting more. How much more can we offer the school education system?
Well, we want to be able to deliver what we promise. You can remember back in fiscal year 9 and 10, when schools had to cut their budget by 10% due to it wasn't the best budget management at the time. And would we like to be able to give more money? Sure we would, but we know that we can deliver this. And since the Republicans have taken over the House, we have delivered everything that we said. That's an important thing. There are many other things that are going to factor into fundings, and one of them is the flood recovery. This past week we passed another bill to give an additional $21 million in aid for flood recovery. And that's on top of the $25 million that we gave last year. And we know that this is not enough, but it certainly is going to help a little bit. Those folks are having to deal with the federal government, FEMA, and I guess that's quite the process. But we wanted to do that. Another thing is mental health, which, as everyone knows, is going to be a huge factor now and in the future. So we need to be fiscally responsible so we can meet challenges as they present themselves.
All right. And so what are we anticipating coming up as far as bills, legislation for next week that the House will be acting on?
Well, there'll be some bills coming through in my committees. Talking about some natural resource things, like for some reason this is a really big issue, of tracking a wounded deer with a leashed dog. And we received a lot of emails and phone calls and everything, so that'll be coming up. There's some other sort of cleanup bills that'll be run. I haven't seen anything. Well, of course, the education will have to, have a final vote on that. But I haven't seen anything really big that's coming down. They haven't released the debate schedule yet, so we get that on Monday. So that'll be I'll be able to tell you more next week, Dennis.
Okay. And speaking of next week, let's just hit upon the fact that you and State Senator Jim Carlin will once again hold town hall meetings next Saturday, a week from today. We're talking. You'll be in Pearson, Kingsley, and then finalizing up in Remsen then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I really like town hall meetings. I do, because you get to talk to people one-on-one. And in most of those forms, it's pretty relaxed. And I mean, not that they can't get a little contentious, but for the most part, people feel a little more at ease. You're sitting face-to-face, and they can really tell you what things are important to them. So I always look forward to the town hall meetings.
Okay. We've been visiting with State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery on his Jennery's Journal.